We had that story this morning in Scatter Shooting, and you may have heard it by now if you missed that segment, that somebody found 7 Ty Cobb cards or 9 Ty Cobb cards from 1909 in their attic. And they were about to throw away this bag, but the bag contained those cards worth in excess of $1 million. And so to talk about sports memorabilia and that find, we welcome to the program an old friend, Shorty DeFazio, who owns a memorabilia shop and is our show memorabilia expert. Hi, Shorty. How are you?
What are you use tools guys up to?
Hey, doing our show.
We always give you a chance to plug your shop if you want to do that.
Yeah, it's called Hey, That's an Unusual Item, and we're from up there in the Northeast.
Mm-hmm.
Where? Philadelphia?
Nah. My brother lives in Philadelphia. He's on a sports radio station up
there. Oh, really?
Yeah, he's one of the Touchdown Brothers. You guys may have never heard of him, but
we've heard of those guys.
Popular up there.
Yeah.
Hey, that's his song!
Suwong.
You don't have any of those Ty Cobb cards, do you?
You know, actually, Greg, I have a few right here. I found a few more of these 1909 Ty Cobb cards.
Wow.
I found them in my files. I'm charging $1,000 a piece because there's a limited supply. I only have 86 left.
So. I'm not sure if it's the same card.
$1,000. You can get yourself a 1909 Ty Cobb card.
I think they're worth a lot more than that.
And boy, look at this. I got some more unusual items down here, guys.
A whole box of them down there.
Hey. This is a must-have for every sports equipment supervisor. Tom Brady deflation needles, $40 a piece.
$40?
It's a one-way valve. Only lets air out.
Okay.
Yeah, only out of balls.
Balls.
right. And hey, for you quarterback fans out there.
Generic.
How about this? A Peyton Manning scrotum rest in the shape of a female athletic trainer's forehead.
Oh, my God.
This is only $120.
Only.
Authenticated by TV's Florence Henderson. Hey! It's an unusual item.
Why you would have a need for that item.
Oh, and look at this, Greg.
It's Craig.
An item that just became available. The knife buried on O.J. Simpson's property.
Well, I heard
$2,000.
That's all?
Authenticated by Ronald Goldman's mustache.
Oh, wow. Oh, man. Leave him out of it. Jeez.
And look at this. This isn't even sports related, but it's a great unusual item.
What do you have there?
The baby crib of Lee Harvey Oswald, $15.
Oh, it's you that's trying to get rid of
it. We know a guy who wants that.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Where is he from?
He does the show. He's not in the studio right now, but his name is Gordon.
Oh, really? The leading bidder of online anonymous bidders from Dallas.
there's a lot
of competition around here.
Yeah.
Maybe about this? This is a must-have for any Cowboy fan. A Tony Romo commemorative clavicle plate. $100!
Who would want that?
And hey, have you heard about the politics?
Well, yes.
Politics. You're going to want this. A Donald Trump game-worn pair of underwear. $100.
Game worn.
Yes,
what game?
Won in a debate.
Pair of underwear.
And look, hey, for you people who don't like Donald Trump, Marco Rubio foam party invitation, $15. It's got a picture up on the front here. Look at that. And speaking of Marco Rubio, I heard him mentioned earlier on your show just a second ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Marco Rubio earmuffs, big enough for a pachyderm, $14. The guy's got huge ears.
He does.
He does.
Hey.
These are all unusual items. You're
and
living
hey,
up to.
Do you listen to The Ticket? Well, you're going to want this. Justin Montemayor mask machine used in lovemaking rituals from 2009 to 2012, $63.
$63.
I don't think anybody would want that.
The guy is a blank machine. He loves doing it.
Oh, man.
And finally, look at this, gentlemen. Look at here.
Oh, wow.
Cowboy cheerleaders panties. New $5. Yep. Used $10!
Still a hot seller, I can see.
All right. You did wrong. Oh, man, yeah.
Man, it's loud. All right, Shorty. There goes Shorty DeFazio. Look for him in the Northeast if you want some of those.
I'm still here, guys.
I heard the door close. I thought you left.
Nah, bring it down. Yeah.
Okay.
Bring it back up!
Hey,
oh,
cool.
I'm out of here!
Hey. All right, it's 8:45 on the ticket. How are the Stars going to play their way out of this?